and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A senior defense official in Bahrain tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell that the U.S. has struck 10 unmanned drones in western Yemen that were preparing to launch. The Biden administration blames a coalition of militant groups for the recent drone attack that killed three American service members in Jordan. CBS's Linda Kenyon at the White House.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Kataib Hezbollah wasn't the sole proprietor.
We believe that the attack in Jordan was planned, resourced, and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kataib Hezbollah.
Shortly after President Biden warned of a response, Kataib Hezbollah announced it would suspend its attacks. Admiral Kirby said the U.S. will still respond on its own time.
Social media CEOs are grilled by the Senate Judiciary Committee over online child safety. Senators accuse the platforms of not doing enough to protect children. Discord founder and CEO Jason Citron.
Just like with all technology and tools, there are people who exploit and abuse our platforms for immoral and illegal purposes.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur says Congress has held similar hearings in past years.
No matter what came out of these hearings, it is still worth noting that the European Union has done far more to protect people's privacy and to ensure online safety than the U.S. government has been able to do so far.
An atmospheric river moves into Oregon and south into Northern California. Flood watches have been issued in California amid heavy rain and with heavy snow possible in higher elevations. A second atmospheric river is expected this weekend. A large new study ties contaminated drinking water at North Carolina's Camp Lejeune Marine Corps base to an expanded range of cancers. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Mark Partain and his family lived on the base when he was young. He now has male breast cancer.
There's over 130 men that I know of that have the single commonality of exposure to the contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune and male breast cancer.
A new study found military personnel and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune from 1975 to 1985 had at least a 20% higher risk for a number of cancers, including of the lung, throat, breast, esophagus, and thyroid. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Federal Reserve leaves its key policy rate unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5%, and it's not rushing to cut rates. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed is saying we got to keep rates high enough, want to get that inflation rate down. We don't want to keep them high for too long. We don't want to cause a recession and job losses.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the legislature. They got a hearing Wednesday. GOP lawmakers want to require universities to offer help to students based on need, not race.
One of the main effects that this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business. Talking about how one person deserves one thing or another based on their race will never solve the problem.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. GOP lawmakers want to curtail some of Governor Evers's veto power. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar the governor from using a partial veto to increase any taxes or fees. Evers used his partial veto last July to increase limits on how much public schools can raise every year for the next 400 years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks face the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks continue their Western road trip tonight in Portland. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, with a team like Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Damian Lillard, and Giannis, are they coachable and willing to listen to him?
Oh, they're great. They're very coachable. But that won't be a problem with this group.
College hoops, Marquette with a win over Villanova. Final score 85-80 in favor of Marquette. Next, they play Georgetown this Saturday. NFL, Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark invited to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. Baseball, the Brewers just 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to Arizona. Reese Hoskins added to the roster at first base in free agency. General manager Matt Arnold on adding Hoskins to the lineup.
You know, we've been able to catch the ball, I think, and pitch for many years, and continue to add bats like Reese into the middle of our lineup is something that we're thrilled to have.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy this evening, cloudy overnight, some areas of fog with low visibilities and a dense fog advisory. Lows in the low 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in upper 40s tomorrow. Partly sunny for Friday, a high in the mid 40s. More warmth for the weekend, well into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. Currently it's 37.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks chickens dream of one day being pot pies, Pete Schwabba.
Thanks for joining me. Welcome to Nightlights. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live, statewide, all over our great state of Wisconsin. From the City Deck Studios, City Deck Landing Studios here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay. Gorgeous night. As always, so much to talk about. Sometimes you try to put a show together and you don't even know what to focus on because there's so much going on. There's conspiracy theories everywhere. Lots of good TV. Crazy news stories happening. And you just kind of don't know where to start. So we'll just jump right in. I have a really fun show for you guys tonight. My guests are Kristen Lyerly. She is an OBGYN, civic media personality, and all-around smart person. That's just how I define her. I don't know how she's like can talk about just about anything. And she's always fun to have on the show. She was here a couple weeks ago. We had a great time. And she'll be here shortly, probably about 8:30 or so. And then in the second hour, I have a young up-and-coming filmmaker called Nathan Sill. And he made a movie called Afterglow about parkour and kind of the consequences and the health benefits you get from it. And it premiered recently at the Beloit Film Festival. So Nathan is in studio. Kristen is in studio. The studio is packed tonight. It's so crowded. And we've got live guests, which I always like. Conrad is here tonight taking your texts and calls.
Correct.
Isn't that right?
I am here.
And we have a movie to discuss that you saw. We'll get to that in a few minutes, too.
Yes.
Very, very interesting film that we will... I'll get a thumbs up or thumbs down from Conrad on that. My thumbs are kind of right. They're sort of horizontal. I'm not sure. Still not sure what to make of that film. But we'd love to hear from you, as always, folks, throughout the course of the show. We love hearing from listeners what you're watching, what we're talking about, chiming in on our question of the day, which... I might as well just go ahead and say it. Our question tonight, okay, today is National Hot Chocolate Day. It's National Backwards Day, and it's Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. So I kind of had several different questions I was pondering for tonight, and then Conrad said, well, it's Backwards Day. Why don't we have people ask us a question? So I think that's a great idea. So that's our question tonight. It's not a question. It's a challenge. We want to hear from you. What is your question for me? You can also ask Conrad a question. But let us know. We're game. We are open books. We will answer your questions. I'm sure you're very curious about both of us. And you can text those questions to 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or if you're into this whole thing, 844-96-PARTY. You can also text on the Civic Media app. It's so easy. You just open up the app. You can click on any of the stations and listen to the show because we're statewide. And then there's a little icon where you can just click text, and they make it really easy. And we'll get your questions, and we'll read them on the air. So that's kind of a different thing we're doing here at Nightlight. We should probably call the show Light Night tonight. We should probably air it this morning. But we can't get too crazy. Mino and the mayor are here in the morning. And they need a lot of space. So got some birthdays today, too. Jonathan Banks. This is interesting. This guy, he was in like a condom ad in the 50s as a teenager. And I don't know what happened like to Jonathan Banks between then and when he was on Breaking Bad. But he ended up having a really cool run and just kind of cashed in as an actor later in life. He played Mike on Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. I can never pronounce his last name. It's like Truniment or something like that, his character on the show. But just kind of a badass, and he's great on the show. So he turns, what does he turn today? I think he's like 77 or something. But he plays a tough guy in everything. And even though he's 77, and he was probably like 70 when they started shooting Saul, or maybe 65 with Breaking Bad, he just comes across as a guy you don't want to mess with. He's that guy, that classic guy in a movie where the young tough guy is going to call him Gramps, and he's just going to flatten him. That's Jonathan Banks. Jackie Robinson, it's his birthday today. He passed away in 72. This is Jackie Robinson's birthday. And Justin Timberlake turns 43. Do you know a lot of Justin Timberlake's music, Conrad?
I mean, yeah, I don't generally just go and listen to it, but if it's on, I won't turn it off.
Oh, okay.
And I got to say, with Jackie Robinson, one of my favorite sports movies ever was 42.
42 was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's look that up. 42 is a great movie. And yeah, who's the star of that again? Do you remember that? He was the guy in Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, he was in
Black Panther.
Too. Black Panther, yeah.
Yeah.
And he played Jackie Robinson, and he was great. That's a great great movie. Great sports movie. Did we do a thing on sports movies already? I think we did a few weeks ago. Or was it just music?
Oh, no, it was your favorite sports song.
That's right. Well, one of these days, we'll have to do a favorite sports movie, because we were talking about Hoosiers last night, and that kind of got me in the mood for sports movies. Okay, anyway, and then shows on this day. This is like an anniversary for Family Guy, which dropped in 1999. Do you like Family Guy? Is it too crude? Is it not crude enough? Let us know. We'd love to hear what you think. Key and Peele premiered in 2012. That's hard to believe. Like, they've come so far. Like, both of those guys, Key and Peele, have had incredible careers. And Jordan Peele is, like, Oscar nominated for a couple films. So that blew me away when I found out they just debuted their show like a little over 10 years ago. And then the Wonder Years in 1988, this day, the Wonder Years was broadcast to America. A heartwarming show. You can weigh in on that too. Let us know. 844-967-2789. And let us know, ask us anything tonight. It's Backwards Day. We are taking your questions. We are not putting a question out to people tonight. We are hoping that you guys ask us questions. That's risky, Conrad. We might not get any of it. People might not care. They're like, you know what? We like the show, but we really don't want to ask you a question. And having said that, we've already got one text. Okay, so from the 608, Rico from Rock County says, hey, as far as backwards, only recently I've noticed the USA flag displayed backwards, stars on the right. I never noticed this before. Huh. I don't know what to tell you. It's probably some kind of protest thing, right? I'm sure it's some kind of protest thing. Conrad, do you know how many stars there are on the flag?
There's
still a little civics lesson.
There's 50.
I don't know, Rico. That's a good question. I'm sure it's some kind of protest, though. But that's a good question. We'll answer anything. You got questions about America, sports, entertainment, the Oxford comma? Fire away. So as I mentioned, Jonathan Banks turned 77 today. We have a clip. This is Jonathan Banks from Better Call Saul. just an example of his work. He's so great. And as I said, he found fame later in life. Let's play the clip, Conrad.
You want me to rob another truck? If you feel so inclined. I'm done with that.
Then our business here is finished.
That's it.
That's it.
No more tracker. No more your minions following me. Just like that.
Just like that. Of course. I trust that you are done with Hector Salamanca. Goodbye, Mr. Ermentrout.
Boy, you want his trucks hit because you want to disrupt his supply line. Hector's your competition.
Why do you ask?
Because I'm not done with Hector Salamanca.
That's Jonathan Banks in Better Call Saul. In a scene with Giancarlo Esposito, who plays Gus Fring. Just like whenever I see guys trying to stare down other tough guys in movies and they just are surrounded by other tough guys and they look them right in the face and say exactly what they don't want to hear to the other character, I'm always like, I would just say whatever he wanted to hear to get out of there alive and then maybe do what I wanted to do later. But that's crazy. But that's Jonathan Banks. He turns 77 today.
Pete, we actually got a caller in.
A call?
Yeah, from Mike Clemens.
Hey, nice. Put Mike through. It's always good to talk to Mike. Is that our Mike Clemens or a different Mike Clemens? Hey, Mike. It is our Mike Clemens.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good. On this day in history, January 31st, 2024, this evening, the Green Bay Packers announced they've hired a new defensive coordinator.
I saw that in the news.
Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Jeff Hafley. 44 years old, grew up in New Jersey, played receiver in high school and small colleges, 11 years of defensive back coaching in college, including a stop at Pitt and Rutgers. Then he got into the NFL, where he's a defensive back coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, then a couple of years with the Browns, and then one or two with the 49ers. After a coaching change there, then he became the co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State University, where he built a great reputation of being a good recruiter, and that helped him get into Boston College, where he's been the head coach at Boston College the last 4 years. He was actually hired in December of 2019, and the Boston College running back, A.J. Dillon, had just finished a great season, although they fired his head coach, decided to throw him his name into the draft, and he got picked up in the second round by the Packers. So, you know, he barely, you know, walked past the hallway from this new coach. But he's been there, and he's managed to get the Boston College Eagles back into a bowl game 3 of the 4 years he's been there. But okay. I like the hire from a standpoint of you've got such a young team, and here's a guy who clearly knows about the bridge between, you know, college football players and young players in the NFL. But
yeah,
that's a new defensive coordinator.
Was this expect? You're happy with it, Mike, but and we got to go to a break in just a short time here. But was this expected, or is he kind of a dark horse candidate?
He was not. He was not on the list.
Okay.
He was not on the. And you know what that means is those six or seven other guys that they've been talking about on a list of people that had interviewed with the Packers or were set to talk to Matt LaFleur, those are agents. So one thing already in this guy's favor is his agent kept his mouth shut, which is the way the Packers
Mike, can you hang so, for a short well, time? Know, can you hang through a break?
I got to get going. Okay. I just wanted to get you that bulletin.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We got to get to a break. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. When I'm getting you close, when we move, well, you already know. So just imagine.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy.
People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
Mike Clemens weighing in, telling us a little bit about the Packers' new defensive coordinator. Conrad, you're a sports guy. What do you think of that hire?
I think it's good. We got a DB coach. He's not really anything like Joe Barry, so I'm excited to see what can go on.
Okay. Yeah, always great to hear from Mike. One of the hardest working guys in sports. That's so cool. So let's get to Family Guy. Dropped on this day, Conrad. Let's play one of our family. Let's play the redneck clip. This is Peter Griffin. In my opinion, one of the funniest characters on TV. I don't think Family Guy could exist without The Simpsons. My true love is The Simpsons when it comes to animated series. But this has been a long-running show, too. 25, 26 years now. And this is Peter Griffin and classic Family Guy. Go ahead, Conrad.
Peter, what the hell are you doing with a pickup truck?
Wait, let me guess. This is because of the Redneck Comedy Festival, isn't it?
Oh, that dog of mine.
We now return to Carl Sagan's Cosmos, edited for rednecks.
I'm Carl Sagan. Just how old is our planet? Scientists believe it's 4 billion...
Hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Scientists have determined that the universe was created by a...
God.
Big Bang. If you look at the bones of a
Jesus,
Nosaurus Rex, it's clear by the use of carbon dating that
Mountain Dew is the best soda ever made.
Peter, do we have to watch this?
This is what rednecks watch, Brian.
Peter, that's disgusting. Here, spit in this cup instead.
Oh, there's my apple juice.
Stewie, wait, don't.
Where's my money? You gonna give me the money?
Never mind.
That's funny. There's a scene in that same episode where Peter's got this pickup truck and he drops Quagmire off the plane and Quagmire's about to take off and he sees them putting fuel on the plane. So Peter decides that if he can use that fuel in his pickup truck, it should be able to fly like a jet. It's just it's a very funny episode. So we've also got Key and Peele, Conrad, and we'll get to Key and Peele. They're great. But I need to ask you, you told me last night, recently on the show, we've talked about the film Saltburn. Kind of controversial. I mean, not horribly controversial, but people either like it or they don't. I was interested by it. I didn't turn it off. I didn't know where it was going and knew very little about it when I turned it on. And I stuck with it. And some of the scenes that were kind of weird, I went with, and I was like, okay. But most of the people I've talked to since then have said they didn't like that it seemed to be going for shock value. So I just want to ask Conrad, because you're kind of a casual observer. You seem like you're watching more movies lately, Conrad. What did you think of Saltburn?
I don't even know where to begin. All I know is I remember feeling very, very uncomfortable during the whole movie. Just even the start, like the guy's just staring at this guy like repeatedly, like
longingly.
And I'm just like, well, I'm confused what's going on. And then later in the movie, especially that bathtub scene, I almost turned it off. I was like, what did I just watch? But I was like, I gotta see how this ends. And
you know what, I almost turned it off too, but I decided, just face it, I went and poured a glass of milk and finished the movie. No, I'm the same way. I hadn't gotten to the bathtub scene yet. My son and I were watching it. He's 23. And my daughter comes out, who's 18, and she goes, what is this? I said, Saltburn. And she sees everything on social media. And she says to me, have you seen the bathtub scene yet? I'm like, no, what the heck? And then the bathtub scene is deceptive, if you remember, Conrad, because it's the guy looking at the other guy, kind of peeking on him, taking a bath.
Yeah.
And he's doing something, and it's weird, and it's like, okay, but we've seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That didn't shock me. And I didn't realize, oh, it gets worse.
It's so much worse.
Yeah. So they've taken bathtub movie scenes a step farther. So overall, how many stars would you give that film, if any?
You know, I'm a very adamant comedy watcher.
Yeah.
So I give that one like out of 5 stars, like a 2.5.
2.5. Okay.
It had an interesting story, which, I kept watching it. So.
Yeah. It had, you gave it 2.5 without the bathtub scene. It'd be about a 1 star though. That gave it a star and a half for you. Rico chimed in again from the 608. When I lived in Big Bend, Wisconsin, I never heard of that. Everybody would gather weekly for the Family Guy show. Talk about fun. Yeah, that does sound like fun. We gathered at the bar. I forgot to say that. So cocktails and Family Guy. Boy, you can't go wrong with that. It's fun when you make something an event like that, you know. And this is weird. I'm going way back here, like to my old neighborhood. When I was a kid in Chicago, the older kids in the neighborhood, I just wanted to fit in with. They used to watch Donnie and Marie. That was like a Friday night variety show, the Osmonds. And they all had a crush on Marie Osmond. They were like, I don't know, these dudes that were like 13, 14, whatever. I was like 7, just trying to fit in. And it was crazy, but there would be like 20 guys in there watching the Osmonds. I look back on that, and it is so strange to me. I never would watch a variety show when I was that age. Like, times just change, I think. When I was 13 to 14, I was planning sleepovers with friends of mine who had HBO so we could see nudity. We weren't watching the Osmonds. We were rebels. We were just looking for bathtub scenes. This is also National Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Conrad, what's your favorite art form?
Graphic design.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Have you studied that? Or
when I was at the University of Milwaukee, I took some classes in graphic design, and I really enjoyed it.
That's cool. My daughter, you know, when kids go to school, they come home with these things, these art projects, and she drew a picture of a clam, and she told me that. And it was like a pearl in the clam, and the clam was open, and the backdrop, it looked like a scene out of SpongeBob, like a still photo from SpongeBob. And I said, oh, honey, that's beautiful. That's great. You know, she's like, I don't know, 6, 7 years old. Well, you get the stuff back 2 months later. We ordered, you know, like a keychain, a coffee cup, a mouse pad with this picture on it, and for the life of me, I could not remember what the heck it was, and I couldn't tell from the picture. And then she comes up and she goes, isn't it great, Dad? Do you like it? I go, oh, this is great. This is my new mouse pad. I love it. She starts talking about the picture she drew in detail, and I'm BSing my way through it. I have no idea what the heck this thing is. So she's gotten better. But I didn't know that you were a graphic designer, Conrad. That's pretty cool. We'll have to make use of that on the show. So tonight, we are taking questions from you, the listeners, and you can text them to us at 844-967-2789, and it's because it's backwards day, so we're doing everything backwards. This is Light Night with Schwabba Pete, and in just a few minutes, folks, Kristen Lyerly will be here. Nathan Sill is coming up in the second part of the hour to talk about, or in the second hour to talk about his new film, Afterglow, which just premiered or is premiering at the Beloit Film Festival. So really cool looking film and a really cool young filmmaker that we'll talk to. But first, Kristen Lyerly is coming up. She is always fun to talk to, and she's going to be telling us what we should do with our lives. So we need to listen. This is Pete Schwabba and Light Night on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was one of the lonely people. Now you're lying close to me, making love to me. Sex a thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sex a thing.
This is 93.5 The Tap. CBS News Brief. A senior defense official in Bahrain tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell that the U.S. has struck 10 unmanned drones in western Yemen that were preparing to launch. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. response to the deadly Jordan drone strike won't be a one-off.
We will do what we need to do to make sure that those responsible are held properly accountable.
At a Senate hearing on online child safety, a dramatic scene when GOP Senator Josh Hawley asked Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg if he would like to apologize to the families for what his product has done. Zuckerberg turned to the gallery.
This is why we invested so much and are going to continue doing industry leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
The first of two atmospheric rivers hit California. Brian Ferguson with the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
We view this storm as a significant threat to the safety of Californians.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dental therapists can now start practicing in Wisconsin. They can fill cavities, do oral exams, and pull some teeth. Governor Evers is also signing off on new money to boost oral care training in Wisconsin's technical colleges and incentives for Marquette University dental students to practice in underserved areas. Governor Evers is standing by Tuesday's veto of legislative maps passed by Republican state lawmakers last week.
It's important to make sure that people have, you know, good maps, to make sure that we have competitive races, all that stuff. But what I vetoed was not in that vein.
Redistricting will likely be settled by the state Supreme Court in a few weeks. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy this evening, cloudy overnight, some areas of fog with low visibilities and a dense fog advisory. Lows in the low 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in upper 40s tomorrow. Partly sunny for Friday, a high in the mid-40s. More warm for the weekend, well into the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. Currently 35 degrees.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary, Tuesday, February 6th, through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, this is fun. It's Nightlight, but since it's backwards day, it's Light Night with Schwabba Pete.
Andrew Springsteen has a heart hungry.
A heart hungry, exactly. That is the voice of Kristen Lierley, who joins me now in the studio. This is the second time you've been on the show, and I've decided that people who are on the show three times are officially friends of the show.
Oh,
so you have like an honorary membership right now. That means you have to come back again soon.
Do I get a jacket or something?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, crown.
Like a nice windbreaker or something.
A badge.
Conrad is the graphic designer of the show. He can figure that out. Here, we got another text here. Oh, Rico, man. Texting rates do apply, Rico. I hope you have an unlimited plan. And I don't mean that disparaging. I love these texts. Just a quick question. Okay. So, Kristen, I got to fill you in here.
All right. Let's go.
Typically, we have a question of the show. We mm-hmm. ask people we get great responses when we ask questions. Since it's backwards day, we are asking people to ask us questions. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm about to read here.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick question. This is from Rico in the 608. What does bathtubs and porn have in common?
Full disclosure, I'm a gynecologist, so a lot of things
can happen.
Like, there are a lot of things in my mind right
bathtubs
now.
Bathtubs are multi-purpose. You know, sometimes I'll just sit in there and eat sorbet. Keep it clean, Pete, he says.
Keep it clean.
Of course I'm going to keep it clean.
It's a bathtub. What else would you do?
Yeah, quick question. What do bathtubs and porn have in common? I don't know if this is a riddle and he's going to text in the joke, but I'm fairly certain that, I mean, the two kind of go hand in hand. I'm not going to lie, if you're asking. From the 920, this is Steve from Florida. Conrad knows him well.
Pete, just a little bit.
Pete, when you were doing stand-up comedy, what joke or story gave you the most laughs?
Oh.
Steve, just because I did stand-up comedy does not mean I got laughs. So let me clarify that right now. I used to do, since he asked, and I'm supposed to be an open book now, I used to do a joke about the Alaskan weatherman, how that was like the easiest job in the world.
Uh-huh.
5-day forecast, says it's cold. And it would just escalate. And that was probably the joke I got the most laughs with. I couldn't even do it now, though. It's been that long. Mm-hmm. Broad strokes. That's mm-hmm. all I got.
It also gets warm in Alaska, though.
Well,
how
if
did
you're
that
south.
Land?
Yeah. Like Juneau.
Mm-hmm.
Or Anchorage. I was in Anchorage. I did stand up in Anchorage, but I know like Fairbanks and Barrow.
Uh-huh.
That's where they have like no daylight.
Yeah. That'd Except in the summer when they have all daylight.
Yeah. That's a great place for people thinking about ending their lives and they just need a little push. How could you live there? I don't get it. And if you're listening in Barrow, please call. I don't mean to be rude. That was not. But seriously, why would you? You know, Anchorage is beautiful. Have you been to Alaska?
I have. Yeah. I lived in Wrangell for a summer, so just right in the Juneau area in southeast.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. See, that looks beautiful. I've never been to Juneau.
Oh, it's lovely. And the trees are bigger than you have ever seen. You look at these trees and you're like, wow, I feel like I'm living in a cartoon world because they're so big.
And what was the weather like when you were there? Was it?
I was there
mild?
In the summer. Yeah, okay. It was mild. It was lovely. The days were very long. Yeah, I was there over the 4th of July, and they couldn't do the fireworks until almost midnight because it didn't get dark enough.
I'm going to sound like a total killjoy right now because I know the bathtub thing already makes me. But fireworks, mm-hmm. where do you stand on those, Kristen?
Like, do I enjoy fireworks? Yeah. Like firework events that you go to with groups of people or like fireworks that you light off in your yard?
Both.
I'm not against them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not against them. I've seen so many fireworks in my life. The mm-hmm. idea of going to watch fireworks if I never saw another firework, I'd be fine. Or saw them on TV. I like TV because they go crazy on TV. That's uh-huh. a fireworks show. And the ones we do locally, they're fun and they're really well done. It's not worth carting the lawn chairs and fighting the mosquitoes. You know what I mean?
For me, it's about the people, not the fireworks. So
me too. I
want like
to stay away
go,
from those people.
Yeah, I like to be with the people.
We're both people, just for different reasons. No, I'm kidding.
Or like I would like going with my boys who are a little bit older now, but going to buy fireworks and they get so excited because they're picking things out. And then, you know, they get to light those things and learn how to be careful about lighting fireworks and, you know, not hurt themselves. And they get so excited. So I don't know. I guess I like them. But like if it was just me, I'd be like,
Yeah, right. Been there, done that. Mm-hmm. But they're pretty. I mean, I'm not trying to say.
Fireworks are pretty.
They are pretty. Okay, so from the 920. All right, I answered Steve's question. From the 608, this is Rico again. Love Christian with a K. I don't get that. He follows it up. You brought both of them up in the first segment. Oh, Kristen with a K. I think he was doing voice. He means you, right?
Oh, hi.
Kristen spells her name with a K. She's got four boys. Uh-huh. You brought both of them up in the first segment. Okay.
Does he mean both porn and bathtubs up in the first segment?
Yeah, that's what he meant.
Uh-huh. We didn't talk.
But I'm so confused.
Hey, this
still
is a family show, Conrad. Don't try to drag us into the gutter with your.
I'm sorry.
For more about porn, join me on Jane's show tomorrow.
It's not healthy. I will say that. When you see it as a kid, it's terrible because you know as a kid you're so impressionable and.
Are you talking about porn?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's not well written. There's no whatever. We all know that. But when you're 14 or 15 and you see it. And I remember like being on an elevator with a couple girls and I'm like, nothing's happening. Should they be trying to take my clothes off right now? What am I doing wrong? So it's unhealthy.
Did you hear the music?
I don't.
The music
it was elevator porn music. Yeah. It was very mellow. Stay away from that stuff, kids.
Pete, where did your dad keep his Playboys?
He didn't have any. My dad is not that type of dude. Mm. I mean, he likes girls. I'm just saying, like, he's not the home stash kind of guy. We had to go to other people's houses. But why do you ask? Be in the market?
No. We didn't have that at our house, but my dad had the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition that he would hide.
He would hide it?
Oh, we would find it. And we'd be like, wow, these are beautiful women.
Would your first question be like, why is dad hiding the Sports Illustrated? Yes. He didn't hire the one with Ken Griffey Jr. on it. Yeah, I don't know. It's like George Costanza in Seinfeld, you know, when the abstinence episode where they all try not to
I'm out. Themselves. Yeah.
And he says his mother had a Glamour magazine. Yeah. And there was no one around. And they're like, Glamour? Like, oh, that's funny. I have actual stuff I want to talk to you about.
You do?
Yeah. So, all right, I want to ask you, because you have four boys. Uh-huh. My guest in the 9 o'clock hour, as I mentioned before, is Nathan Sill. And he made a movie about parkour and the benefits. And probably he'll talk a little bit about the dangers because I know he had an injury about it. But you said your kids did parkour.
One of my sons did parkour.
And did he like it? And how did you feel?
He loved it. When he was doing it, he's pretty agile.
Okay.
And safe and smart.
Right.
So I had no concerns about him doing it. But he also didn't do extreme parkour.
Okay. I could do like parkour if you don't have to run or jump or
like that's chair, my kind of chair parkour.
The pickleball of parkour.
Pete just lifted his leg and that's it, right?
That's
there.
Parkour. I just tap my foot to some music. That's about it. Hey, my guest is Kristen Lyerly. She's always so much fun to have here in the studio. You can ask Kristen a question too, right? You're an OBGYN.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Last time she was in the studio, you talked about anything and you brought it up. So you can ask Kristen anything. Got a health question?
Sure.
An OBGYN, a baby question, or I don't know, mental health? What do you got for us tonight?
Whatever you want. Ask me a question. If I don't know the answer, I'll get it. And then I'll come back and we'll talk about it next time.
Well, I have to say, last time you were here, we talked about yoga. And I found yoga late in life, and I really love it.
Yeah, you know we have mats over there.
If they're still there 3 months from now, I'm taking one of them because I assume no one here is doing yoga.
They're still wrapped up. Every day I come in and talk with Jim and John about it, and every day they have an excuse. Oh, I still have my cold from 2 months ago.
They don't even have the guts to hide them and say I took it home.
No.
That's what I would do.
This morning it was a prostate problem. Yeah.
For?
Mino.
Oh, does
Well, his problem was he didn't know that women didn't have prostates.
Oh, that's his problem. That's his prostate problem. Yeah. He didn't know that women don't have. I can't really judge John for that. I was not aware of that either. Women have prostates?
No, we don't.
Oh, well, that I knew. I would assume. I thought you were saying they did.
No.
I felt like an idiot, but I thought, all right, if John. No.
He asked me if women had prostates, and it was cute.
He asked you that on the air?
Yeah.
What? Wow. Okay. What
women do not have prostates.
Women do not have prostates. Mm-mm. Yeah. I get very touchy around the bodily function and the body parts on the air because I'm not really sure what the line is.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know more than I do because you talk about this stuff
all the time.
And you can do it in a tasteful way and not make it weird, right?
Well, it's not even necessarily like tasteful. It's just like having a conversation with a patient in a room.
Okay.
And, you know, that's one of the things I love about talking about health on the radio, because when people do ask questions, I can answer them the way I would if we were sitting there in an exam room in a scientific, honest, helpful way.
Right.
I actually had somebody tell me yesterday. So I do Jane Matinera's show on Thursdays at 11. It's called Public Cervix Announcement. And we talk about a lot of women's health things. That's right. Public
Cervix. Do men have cervixes? I'm asking for a friend and his name is John Mayo.
Right. No, they don't.
Okay.
But a fella yesterday told me that we had talked at one point about miscarriages and how they are actually, the medical term is a spontaneous abortion. And there was confusion. He and his wife were very confused about the terminology, and they felt ashamed. And there were a lot of emotions that went along with it. And as we explained it on the air, he said he actually pulled his car over with the relief of knowing what this really meant. Like, nobody had ever taken the time to explain it to him before.
And he heard you talking about it on the air.
Yeah.
On civic media. And
yeah.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
There's so much mis and disinformation out there. And our health literacy it's confusing. So there are many opportunities for us to learn. So let's talk about it. Let's ask lots of questions.
I'm going to, and you know, if you have a question for Kristen, health related, because she's here and she will answer your question and she will talk about anything. I know this. 844.
Like, oh, no, I know this.
No, I do. And I feel like if you talk about it, I can't get into trouble for it. So 844-967-2789 if you have a question for Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So here's my question. Whenever people have an ailment of some sort, they go to the internet.
Yeah.
And at least in my house, they get more freaked out when they read about stuff. What is a medical website you trust that we can go to if you have a symptom or something you're curious about where you're not going to get like hyperbolic information or something like that?
There are some really good ones out there. Mayo Clinic has a really helpful website. Uh-huh. For gynecology stuff, I send people to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. They're ACOG.
Okay, ACOG
.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's very helpful. WebMD can be very helpful. But also, it's hard to interpret things. So even if you get a test result and it's positive or negative, what does that actually mean within the context of what's going on with your greater health?
Yeah.
Or what does a particular number mean? Like, say you're evaluating your cholesterol or your blood sugar. What does that number mean? What does it mean right now? What does it mean in a month from now? What does it mean if you're taking medication? What does it mean if it's a new diagnosis? There are so many confusing things that really need an interpreter. And that's really what our jobs are as healthcare providers, health care providers.
Right. Wow, that's a great answer. Mm-hmm. So Mayo Clinic, WebMD, and say the OBGYN again.
ACOG.org.
ACOG.org. Okay, there you go. Dr. Kristen Lyerly answering my question. Really,
I'm here for you, Pete.
So, people are probably sitting at home right now picturing you like with one of those little hammers hitting my knee. And
I thought you were like gesturing like a speculum.
Like, what's that?
That's the little thing that you put in someone's vagina so that you can do an exam. A little instrument.
That's not what I was.
I'll bring one next. You were doing that thing with your hand, so.
That's what they do. I don't know.
Learning.
I'm learning. Okay.
I wouldn't hit somebody's knee with it, though. It would rattle.
No, but you know, in the old school doctors, they hit your knee to test your reflexes. And that.
Reflex hammer.
So vaginas have reflexes. That's what I'm taking away from this. Hey, when I come back, I'm going to ask Kristen a lot of stuff. Diet, doctors and recital. We'll talk about that. And aliens. Yeah. This is Pete Schwabba. And you're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. If we could fly away on wings to a place where all could be true, and the sky will blue, the sky is so blue, love was true.
93.5 The Tap.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Mayer.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Mayer on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Rico from the 608 says, I've had this smartphone for a year now, so when I use the microphone button, it does not know what I said. Yeah, I've been there, buddy. And also, it never happened when I had that dumb flip phone. I almost went back to a flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
And because here's what I've done in the last 4 years regarding cell phones, Kristen. I washed two iPhones.
They don't need to be washed.
No, I know. I didn't know. Now you tell me. No, I had like a laundry basket, and I put the phone on top of the clothes just to carry it down, and then I dumped the laundry basket. I did that twice in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get a new phone. And then I got something cheaper because I'm such an idiot with phones, and I was running around a field, and it fell out of my pocket.
You were running around a field?
Like, yeah, it was, you know, daffodils, and this is how I unwind after a long day of washing my phone. So I was teaching a kid's fitness class in a summer school program. It was like an 8 to noon thing. I'd take them outside. We'd play soccer and all kinds of stuff. Well, my phone fell out of my pocket and a big industrial lawnmower went over it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. So my point is, Enrico, you'll be interested in this. I went in, I said, I just want a flip phone. I am not mature enough or responsible enough to own a smartphone because I'm dumb. And the flip phone was like $25 less than the smartphone.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even pay to have a flip phone.
Yeah.
And you can't check your email when you're in line at the post office or whatever. So. Yeah, to live by.
Siggy's Yogurt now has this contest. I don't know if it's still open, but like a week ago, they announced this contest where you had to give up your cell phone, your smartphone for a month. They would give you a flip phone, and you would have to live without your smartphone for one full month. But you got a lot of free yogurt and $10,000.
So you pack on a few pounds.
Uh-huh. How much yogurt do you have to eat to pack on a few pounds? Like, is that possible?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, you have 10 grand in your pocket and a flip phone. The problem is nobody answers the phone anyway. So I would call people, mm-hmm. but they're not going to pick up. Maybe they listen to the voicemail and then they call you back. But mm-hmm. that's an interesting promotion. So I saw this. Todd Michael sent this to me. It says, 1/3 of Americans think aliens could live among us. About 1/3 of Americans think it's possible that alien life is among us. And 39% suspect their current boss could be an alien. Others suspect that a certain celebrity could be from out of this world. I'm guessing I know who the celebrity is right now. A poll out of 1,000 Americans found that 53% believe in the existence of aliens. I mean, what is going on?
There are more people who believe in the existence of aliens than know that heart disease is the number one killer of Americans.
And how do we mm-hmm. reverse that? I mean,
Conrad, callers,
you're asking the graphic designer. Conrad, take a memo. We need to get to the bottom of this. Okay. Are you going to watch Super Bowl Swifty 8?
This is one of those games that you kind of want both teams to lose.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I wanted a Detroit Baltimore Super Bowl, and everyone's saying, oh, it's a conspiracy because Taylor Swift, you know, wants her people to vote for Biden, so they want NFL want. Well, none of that makes sense to me because Taylor Swift didn't throw an interception in the last few minutes of a game. Taylor Swift didn't punch the ball out of the other teams. San Francisco is a liberal city, so don't we want them to win if you're liberal? I mean, it's just such a crazy thing people are losing. Here's a stat for you, Kristen. The average football broadcast is 3.5 to 4 hours. Only 60 minutes of that is actual football.
Uh-huh.
The rest is talking heads, commercials. And last week, they showed Taylor Swift on the screen for 24 seconds. And people in this country are losing their minds.
It's not all 24 people. 24 seconds. It's only some people.
People, I'm saying the people that are doing that, they are people. They're my brothers and sisters, and I love them. But come on.
Some people are losing their minds. Other people love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some of us are indifferent. I think I told Conrad on Monday, I'd rather look at Taylor Swift having a good time.
Than Troy Aikman
or Joe Buck or some dude with man breasts who's got his face painted, you know?
They are fun, though. The dudes with the man breasts.
Are they?
I think so.
I think the first time I saw it.
I do like a good sports fan.
Well, they're definitely committed.
Yes.
And passionate. And I have no, that's great. You know, you got to have something that gets you out of bed in the morning and you get excited about.
You're laying in bed in the morning and you're thinking, how am I going to put on my face paint today?
Yeah. What color paint should I use on the moobs and my belly? I just don't. That drives me crazy. I don't get it. And people go nuts. So are you a Family Guy fan?
Really?
No? Okay. What
My
do you want? What does
like
Christian
it?
Want? What does Kristen? I said Christian because Rico put that. What does Kristen watch on TV?
I love Oscar season.
You do?
I do.
Oh.
I have an app on my phone. It's called Awards, and it has all the Oscar movies. So when you watch it, you click on it, and it fills that in.
Oh, and it's very I love satisfying. That.
Yeah.
How do I not have that? I've been carrying the same pack of sheets around with me. What? So have you seen many of the movies?
Only a few. Tomorrow night, we're going to watch Oppenheimer.
Okay.
But last week, we watched Killers of the Flower Moon,
yeah.
Which I thought it's 3.5 hours long, so it's really long. And we started watching it, and it's kind of, you know, it's quiet,
mm-hmm.
but it's beautiful. And we got about an hour and a half in. I was getting kind of tired. And I was like, you know, well, maybe I can put another half hour in and then watch the rest of it tomorrow. We got another half hour in, and I was captivated. It's so beautiful, and
it
the
is.
Story is so important.
And it's based on a true story.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's incredible. We got done with it, and I can't sit still for 3.5 hours, but I did because, again, I was captivated by
right.
the story.
It's incredible, too, because I know people complain about the length. A lot of these movies are long this year. Oppenheimer, mm-hmm. Killers of the Flower Moon, Anatomy of a Fall was like over 2.5 hours.
Mm.
I liked that film. I thought it could have been under 2 hours, though, and I would have liked it a little better. But I'm with you. Killers of the Flower Moon, and I was saying this to Rob Thomas last week, we don't know how many more movies Martin Scorsese has in him. He's like in his 80s.
Right.
I literally, like The Irishman, I didn't like that much, but this I was like captivated, and I was trying to enjoy literally every frame mm-hmm. of the film.
It was just beautiful to
yeah.
watch.
Yeah, it was
truly like watching art.
Yeah, for sure. I want to ask you about Barbie. Do you have to be anywhere?
No.
Okay. You've carved your whole night around Nightlight?
Yeah. Come on, Pete. It's you.
We just fist bumped. You can't see that because it's radio. Kristen Lierley is here. And in just a little while, Nathan Sill will be here to tell us about his awesome movie. And I think we're done with aliens. But we got a lot more to talk about. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Liney Lodge and Carson Park. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown.
And all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.